Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How'd you like that, big guy?
Pretty good. Who put it together? Ron?
I don't know. They don't tell us anything. We just show up and they say they have a new intro for Ed.
They just said we have a new intro. That's all we were told.
A new intro. That's my walk-up song, I guess, right?
It must be. All right, Ed. Big news. 3 years, sounds like, which would mean this year we reworked and then two additional. Is that correct, and what do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little shorter than what I thought they'd do, Joe. And I was at the gym when I got the details, just that he had signed it. So I'm still trying to find out, you know, what it's worth. But from my understanding, there were two holdups in the thing. One was guaranteed money, imagine that. And another was a no-trade clause. The Steelers, I don't think, have ever given one of those out, and Ben's side wanted that. So I'm not sure if he got it or not. But with 3 years, I'm figuring that there is guaranteed money there because you can't spread out the signing bonus far enough over 3 years to help this year. You know what I mean? May not understand that, but if you give a big signing bonus, let's say over 5 years, you can spread it equally counts against the cap each year over 5 years. 3 years, there's a lot more money going into each year, a lot more accountability anyway. So if you guarantee so much every year, you can at least spread that out a little better.
Ed, both Joe and I guessed somewhere around 30. Is that about what your prediction would be?
That's what it was, Ron. We'll see. You know, that would be $90 million. Not a bad haul for Ben in what appears to be his last contract. Although what happens if he's playing the way he's playing now 3 years from now, you know?
Or 2 years from now, because he'll still have just 1 year.
Right.
1 year left on the deal. All right, Ed, I guess now we have a window with Ben, and let's just assume that that is it for him. So it's a three-year window to maximize here. So as you go into the draft, and let's say both Devins are gone. Let's say you hang at 20, both Devins are gone. You've told us you would go with the best guy on your board, and I'm real curious. What if the best guy on your board is the best running back in this draft, who I think widely believed to be Josh Jacobs of Alabama? Would you do that?
Would I? No, I would not. I mean, Connor's shown he's a good running back, and I think you need a complement to go with him. I don't think you draft a guy in the first round and install him, which is one position you can do, install him as the starter and just go with him. No, I wouldn't do that.
I guess the question, Ed, is, if the two Devins are gone, I think everybody realizes, and they've basically indicated they'd love to get that inside linebacker. But if they're both gone, would you rather beef up the defense with that pick or give Ben another weapon?
I'm going defense, Ron. Ben's got enough weapons. And they'll draft another wide receiver / tight end, one or the other, I think, somewhere. And they will draft a running back somewhere, I do believe. So I'm going corner or outside linebacker. Now, I say that in light of what Kevin Colbert said the other day. No championship team was ever built on taking needs. But as long as you have guys close. And, hey, I wouldn't preclude. There's a bunch of good defensive linemen here. I would never say don't pass up a defensive lineman if you have him rated so much higher than the other guys.
Ed Bouchette of The Athletic, our Steelers insider. Can you expound on that a little, Ed? Because you already have defensive linemen the same way you already have a running back, albeit a guy who's been injured a lot in James Conner going back really to his college career. So why would you go for a premier defensive lineman with the first pick but not a running back?
Well, because I hate to sound like a coach. You can never use enough defensive. You can never have enough defensive linemen. I think you can rotate them. And now they did re-sign Alu-Alu, but Stephon Tuitt, he's kind of underperformed. I think in his career, I could see you taking somebody and rotating or letting him compete. And I'm talking if he is so highly rated over the other guys, Joe. I'm not saying you just go and grab a defensive lineman. That's not what I'm saying.
Ed, they seem to be putting a lot of I don't know if Colbert said it. I wasn't there the other day. They're counting big time on James Washington, aren't they?
They're counting on him. I don't know about big time, Ron. They signed this Moncrief. He certainly has the potential to be a number two guy. And I think they could draft one in the first 2 days. They have four picks. We'll see if they keep them all in those first 2 days. And I could see them drafting a wide receiver there, but, or a tight end. And again, I don't think they need a number one tight end at this point, but, if you get it, if you have a chance to get a great tight end, well, you figure that out later.
Ed Lewis Riddick was on ESPN, I think it was yesterday, talking about Devin Bush as the best player in the draft, is what he said. So here's what I was hoping you could do today, and I know you've done this before, is explain to people what you think it would take, let's say, to move to 10th in the draft to try to get what you think it would take and why you don't think the Steelers should do it.
I think it might take at least, Joe, both your threes and maybe a second and a three. Because, they only needed a third and a sixth to get Polamalu. They moved up 11 spots to, 16 is where they got him, I think. They were drafting 27. So that sounds, hey, you get a third and a sixth, do it. Move up. You can't. You're up higher now. You got to go up higher. You're not going to 16. You're talking about going to 10. And it costs a lot more to go up into that top 10 than it does in the top 15 or 16. So, and it did, it cost them more to move up to get Santonio Holmes than it did Troy, and they only moved five spots in that case. So, I just think, I remember proposing the Steelers, and to show you how long I've been around, trade up to get Rod Woodson. And, it was a desperate need, cornerback, just like, almost like it is now. Actually, it was worse then. And they didn't. They stayed put, and three teams above them made stupid draft picks, and Rod fell to them. This team needs more than an inside linebacker, I think. Where's the future at outside linebacker? Where's your future at cornerback? They need those two positions as well.
Ed, aren't 10 picks too many?
You're not,
because 10 guys aren't going to make your team. How many are going to make the team? Three or four, maybe? Why not trade some of them to get a player of real serious impact? That's my only question.
Ron, those guys who aren't going to make your team are the fifth round and beyond. They're not the second and third round, which you're not going to move up with a fifth or sixth round pick. You're not going to trade one of those to move up. You got to trade quality picks, and those quality picks are the ones that make your team.
Well, I guess maybe I'm saying you can move up in the third or fourth round. Two to get a player really like.
Because
10 picks are just too many. I remember Artie Jr. telling me that years ago. You don't have a spot for 10 guys on your team.
Well, it depends on when Artie was talking. If he was talking in the 70s to you, Ron, that was true. If he was talking in the 80s, that was BS. Because they could have used 20 guys in the 80s. They were terrible. They signed guys right after the draft. They compete to sign undrafted guys. This way, you just draft them instead of competing with others to sign them.
And obviously, Mason Rudolph didn't do a lot last season. However, he was in the Steelers organization. He was there every day. I'm sure they got a feel for the kind of guy he is. They saw him in practice for whatever that was worth. And I'm curious, from what you can glean, the people in the organization, did the arrow go up or down on them believing that Rudolph is their quarterback of the future based on what they've seen in a year with him?
I think it went sideways, Joe. I don't think anybody knows. Not only didn't he suit up for a game, he didn't he didn't practice much. I mean, Josh Dobbs has taken all the snaps when with the scout team, and when Ben doesn't practice, that's the only time Mason got any time, and that was with the scout team. He hardly got. I don't know if he got any time with the first team. So, and when I say first team, I mean the offense. You know, they run their offense. They run the first team and second team of the offense against scouts, against, you know, the show me team, the team that they're playing, the New England Patriots team for the opener. Let's say they play the Patriots offense against their first team defense, and that's what Mason was doing most of the year. And he wasn't even doing that for most of the time.
Who do you think is Ben's primary backup this year?
I think it's a competition. I really do. I don't think they know. I think it's just going to throw it open and see what happens. They don't even know enough about Josh Dobbs yet, and he's entering his third season in this play to loop.
Ed, do you anticipate them announcing this today with Ben at being present?
That's a good question, Ron, because I'm wondering whether I have to get down there and cover that or not. I haven't heard from them.
What do you expect Ben to say the first time he talks publicly? He takes the absolute high road with Antonio and some of the other things that happen?
That's part of the reason why they may not have a press conference today. Ron.
He's got to do it sometime.
Why? Well, you just announce it. That's what they do with most of the other.
Well, yeah, but he's going to be available sometime where people are going to be asking him questions.
May, like 3 weeks from now, maybe 4 weeks from now. I mean,
it may not even be to training camp for all we know, but it's going to be sometime.
No, it'll be mini camp. I mean, it'll be in the OTAs. I think.
Yeah, there you go.
I think you'll see Ben at OTAs this year. You know, he only went to one last year, the first one, and then didn't come back until the minicamp. But I think you're going to see him there more often this year.
I think you should have a news conference with Mr. Big Chest right there next to him, Ed.
Yeah, and we could have Le'Veon Bell come in. I see he's not participating.
He might as well be somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be good.
Maybe Ed, he didn't sell his house yet. He could, you know, get a twofer.
Ed, what do you make of the Cleve Brownies hype? Are you buying it at all? Obviously, we have a draft and a lot of things happening here before the season starts, but at this particular moment, if you had to pick a favorite in the AFC North, would it be them?
I hate to say it because I sound like a homer, but I've never been called a homer. I think the Steelers should still be the favorite, even though Baltimore won the division last year. I'm a show me guy kind of guy. I need to see it from the Browns first. And the hype is legit because they haven't proved themselves. Their quarterback played pretty good last year as a rookie. And they've added, obviously, to him. They'll get more in the draft. I do see improvement in them. But it's a bigger step to go from what were they, 7-9 last year? 6-10, whatever they were.
Yep.
From nothing to 7-9, it's a bigger step to go to division champ. It's harder to take that next step, but you know, I think there's reason for hope there in Cleveland. I'm not downgrading what they've done.
All right, the Roethlisberger extension or new contract out of the way. Is Mike Tomlin going to be next before the start of the season?
Oh no, Ron. We'll see. I've been on the fence back and forth trying to figure that out. I don't know, but you know, the next thing is obviously the draft and signing those guys. And typically, the extension for head coach doesn't often come until even training camp or just the eve of training camp. So we may have a long wait for that if it comes.
Are there any other players that they need to get done? You know, they've already done Pouncey. They brought back Ramon. Is there any player that's headed into the last year of his deal that you believe they'd like to sign up again?
Not unless they try to get Dupree to a multi-year deal. You know, they got to pay him $9+ million this year and the last year of his deal, Ron. Sean Davis is going into his last year. They like him. I don't know if they like him enough or, if, you know, a lot of these guys, they won't take they'll bet on themselves. You know, it was like Keenan Lewis. They won't take a lower ball deal because they haven't done anything yet. They're going to, you know, go into the last year and do a prove it kind of thing. But those would be the two I can think of off the top of my head right now.
All right, Ed, leave us with this. Who do the Steelers pick tomorrow?
You know, everybody is all over the place, and that's usually the case when you're picking 20th. I think if Devin Bush slips to 15 or 16, they could make a move. Actually, if he slips to like 13, then they could make a move to maybe get him at 15. That wouldn't require as much as it would to go to top 10. If that doesn't happen, and I've seen, you know, whatever mock drafts are worth, he rises top 10 or he's available when the Steelers draft at 20. I think in a mock draft I did with the LA Times, I picked this Byron Murphy cornerback from Washington. I think Greedy Williams, the other corner, the number one rated guy, I think he'll be grabbed before that. And I think they can get him or you know, the linebacker, outside linebacker, Brian Burns from Florida State. I think that he would be a possibility as well.
Well, you sound like Pompeiani now, picking 12 guys as possibilities. Your streak is on the line. You've had the exact right guy 18 or 19 years in a row.
And I'm ending it this year. No mock draft this year, Ronnie. I'm done.
So your streak is going to retire intact.
This is the only place you'll hear, other than the LA Times, of who I'm picking. I'm going to go with Murphy. I'm going to say Murphy.
All right, Ed.
Quarterback from Washington.
I have a field trip planned for you and I and perhaps some other people. It's one of my bucket list items is a Yankees-Red Sox game at Fenway Park. And as it turns out, the day before the Steelers-Patriots opener, 4:15, baby. Fenway Park, Yankees, Red Sox. Are we in?
Good luck getting tickets to that, Joe.
Oh, come on, Ed. You can get into anything.
You know,
I can go on SeatGeek right now and get seats.
I saw Mickey Mantle play in Fenway Park when I was a kid.
You'll never top that.
No, he pinch hit for Phil Lynns. If you remember that guy, bespectacled. Phil Lynns. Mantle was hurt, came off the bench and pinch hit. Fenway crowd gave him a standing ovation, and when he struck out, they gave him another ovation.
All right, Ed, I'll treat you to tickets, and we'll go together. Plan on it.
All right, Joe. We'll talk.
Bye, Ed.
See you guys.
Eric, it doesn't sound like Ed's all in with that field trip with me, does it?
No, it doesn't, Joe. I think he was just treating you...
I thought of all the people. I thought so. Yeah. Of all the people who could show me around Fenway Park, around Boston, Yankees, Red Sox, it would be Ed.
Yeah. I don't know, Joe. It did not sound very promising.
It's a tough one. Let's talk more.
He was patronizing you there.
A little
bit. He was doing.
I thought so. By the end.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.